So right before we, before you can continue your session, I have a small announcement to make. The sessions after the lunch break about Zenland, the Art of Free Software by Enrico, and Auto Building and Experimental by Andreas and Martin, as far as I know, will swap their rooms. So if you like to visit Enrico, go to the big audience you want, while while the Auto Building Experimental session will be in the small room. So thanks, sorry.
Okay. So let's continue. The point I was beginning to talk about before the break was the whole topic of the layout and navigation and things like that. So what I would be interested in is should we try to develop a new layout? Should we try to make a competition out of this? I think some websites have a good experience made with this in the last in the last years. Let's take for example the Ubuntu page, or I don't know if Mozilla was a competition or if this was something else. Don't know. So I would be interested in hearing your ideas about that.
Yes. Consider the most important, let me say, form, my opinion is very important to say, form follows follows function, that means also follows content. So first I think we should really know, okay, what should this page contain and information? Because you can't do a layout if you say, oh well, we're not sure what should happen with the page. Of course, the general layout also needs to be improved. For the general layout, you might do it now, and it might be a good idea, but or really to say, okay, how the page should look like. Especially for the front page, I think we need more than just a general layout. And that cannot be only done if you know what should be on it.
Okay, so the point was, can we make a layout when we don't know what we want to change else on the site? And he said that you can only make a layout if you know the content. I disagree a bit. What you have to know for the layout is a bit about your navigation. So, what do you need on navigational elements? So, do you need only one list with some short links, like we have on the top of the page, or do you need a real menu, like here at the left? That's things that have to do with the layout. For most content, I don't think that the frame in it is presented in really matters. The layout only has to make sure it doesn't waste too much space from the page, so that the content is actually visible. But I don't think that's it's one point of a good layout that you don't have to change it for every page depending on the content.
Be sure how the main content looks like. Main content, I mean, things like, okay, what's the navigation? What is the site structure? Should we move subprojects or something else? These things need to be fixed before we make the layout. Of course, the layout is not dependent whether it has the latest day release of dependency 1 or 0.11 for workgroups.
Okay, so we basically meet in the middle and say that some content is important. But the examples he mentioned were actually the navigation elements. So I guess we some kind of agree in the end. You have to know what general links you have in your navigation structure, but the real content doesn't matter. Okay, that's said. Enrico?
During the break, we've been discussing, me and Fabian, about like user analysis as something which should become a bit more central. Mm-hmm. It's quite common in literature to see that if you find out that you have different kind of users, then you have to develop a different kind of interface and different kind of application to actually address them. I mean, so this user thing is so central that it should at least be part of the talking. And so we've been discussing a bit what could be the users of our website. And, well, they've been developers we've been discussing before. They're not addressed at the moment. There should be links to all the statistic page on people. NM people, and there's all the documentation around there, so they should be already quite fine. Press, they look at the website, which is quite inappropriate for them at the moment. And the layout for press people, it would be absolutely, the layout of the content would be absolutely different than whatever we are used to, because you have to feed them the news, basically, which is short and to the point. And then after the news, all the pointers to the background, a little bit what DWN is doing, actually. So DWN could be a source of news for the press, but could be expanded, I don't know. There could be some thinking about it. But we already three parts of the website. And then there's Debian users, and we have to see if they fit there or not, because Debian users is like anyone from like a physics lab person doing quantum analysis to someone implementing Debian in a junior, in like a primary school, installing like Tux Paint. And well, we've been discussing if that isn't better left to the CDDs instead, and maybe providing Debian stuff for developers, or if the users could go in the press page. I mean, all this sort of discussion, if you think about it a moment, really change a lot what could come out of the website distribution, the website content.
Okay, so he was making the point again that we really need to think about what users we have on our page and what do they seek, and to adapt our content to their needs. So we already discussed much about the developer aspect. But there, what he also mentioned was on the one hand the press. Let's take someone from the press. He wants to have the news, and he wants to have some concise information about the background, about general information about the project and things like that. And that's really difficult at the moment, because the news are very splitted up and the background is on different pages. So that's an example for a user that's probably not served good at the moment. And the last point are obviously the Debian users. So what do they want? But that very much differs, because they are very different kind of users, from system administrators who want to install large clusters of Debian, to people that only set up a small pool in their school or something like that, or end users that only want to install their own computer. So the question is whether you can really make a page that gives them all what they want, or if you have to guide them to some CDDs also that are more specialized for their needs, and to make more emphasis on this. But so that was basically what Enrico was saying. And I guess the idea of trying to make such kind of analysis is really a good one. But how do we start with this? So do we make a discussion on the mailing list and say, what are your users? Let's say something about this. Or would you start with this? Or let's try to make a discussion again. And
should I answer? Or
yeah.
There was a raised hand down there. I don't know.
Okay. let's make Baba first.
Well, I think clearly one, the question is what should be on. So one of the most difficult questions. And well, one thing should be, of course, start to take a look what the people are currently looking for. But that's only of course a part of the picture, because if it's not there, people will only look once for it and say, well, it doesn't really work for me. So
yeah,
that's only half of the picture. So the other half is really to reconcile, to speak with people and say, okay, or first to sort ourselves, like, okay, what could be useful? And then sort it, weight it, in the end, put some of the stuff in, because we shouldn't have too many stuff on it. And perhaps also ask some users who have seen, have for example, the bug reports for about VVDO, say, okay, what do you expect? Because we know they are, well, more interested to work with us than just average, but they are perhaps not as far, as deep in as we are, because every one of us should be fairly easy to locate the information, because we just know so a lot about it yet.
Okay, so the point was, user analysis can consist of two parts. The one part is to analyze the current usage of the page and to see what users are using more and what are they using less, so that you can find some information on which parts you should work, because they are really important. But the other part is to find out what are people missing, because they obviously can't use it if it's missing completely. So it's also important to get feedback from end users and trying to find a way to ask them.
Well, in an ideal world, you do all sort of sociological stuff and interviews, and which, okay, we can't, so we have to improvise. Either we do like some tiny fantastic thing like linking a small survey from every page and then see what's the profile of people answering from every page, and so see what different kind of people are looking for. But that's again maybe more trouble than it's worth, and there's a lot of risk of doing it wrong, because we are not science and technology researchers basically. Or we can go really bug driven, like, so suppose we have some idea, like press and MND bells, I guess we have them. And so, like, start with something simple for them, and maybe like keep the old website as like the everything else stuff, like some, like make some intro, like some, well, some homepage. There's no decent name, like some personal page, some main page, or main page for all this group, for each of these groups. Starting simple, and then see the requests you get.
Okay.
And see not to always answer the request from the same person, because that like creates his own homepage instead of like the homepage. And then while doing that, you establish some kind of contact, and you try to outline a picture of the person you have in mind. Which could be like even like an idealized character, which you could describe and use as a reference. I don't know if people have read The Inmates Are Running the Asylum, which is a funny book as well. There's a book called
I didn't understand it acoustically.
The Inmates Are Running the Asylum.
Ah, okay.
Book. It's pretty nice and explains this technique a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice way of sharing. Of sharing the concept of the target user, and so like portraying this picture maybe as you go, because we already have a website, or like portraying an hypothetical one and discussing about that, maybe like, oh, this guy makes the press release for VDNet and has little time for it because it's got like tons of sources to track. And you define it a bit in detail, and you start designing for it. And then if that doesn't work out, then you try to find what's the shortcoming of that, and you design another persona, that's the name of this thing, and you refactor the website for this other persona, and maybe that works better. That could be a process.
Okay. So the main suggestion from Enrico was that what one could do was to create different starting pages for the different users we have in mind. So let's make a page. Okay, if you're someone from the press and want to know something about Debian, go there. If you're a user, go there. And so that you have this as a starting page and link from there to the old content, to the things you have right now, and then to get some feedback about so that you have a starting point where users can comment on and give feedback about. Because other means of analyzing users, like making surveys and stuff like that, is much work, and it's easy to do wrong if you are not experienced in it. So that's very problematic. And the other thing one could do is to make a discussion where you invent certain users and use cases you think of them, and then try to go with them to the page and see where in their use case there are things that lack and problems, and so that you make different examples and try to analyze where they would run into problems. Yeah.
I don't think we should try to get people to feedback that problem won't work. I don't think people, well, some will, very few would leave feedback. I know that whenever I go to a website and say, please leave feedback, I just ignore it. And they pop up a window saying, please fill out in our survey. I just close the window because I hate doing this. And I know a lot of people would probably do that. So we might get a few comments, but we won't get, I don't think we'll get a representative view trying to get user feedback.
Okay. So
I think it's better to try to figure things out, to try to do the, try to figure the use cases and build something, and then maybe add something. You can comment here if it doesn't look for good, but you should try to design it before, I think.
Okay, so
I don't know.
So the point was users are lazy,
yes.
Usually, so they don't give feedback, and if you get feedback, you get only a very selective view, because only few users provide it. So he thinks that the point about making hypothetical use cases and thinking them through is actually way better, because that just works and doesn't require someone else to do the work for you. So there was, the
addition before doing use cases, it's better to design personas, which is like an
algorithm. Okay, I don't get the difference.
Use case is what you offer them, like the actions you offer them, you support for them, while the persona is who the hell is them. And before designing use cases, you want to design use case for whom?
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Like getting news for a developer is very different than getting news for a press person.
Okay, so the point was you don't have to create use cases, but you have to create personas so that you have hypothetical persons that use the web page, and to try to different kind of them. Like a press person that wants to make a general article about Debian, so what would he look for? And so thinking that through from their point of view, and don't fall into the trap to just say, people want to have news. Because that's true, but they want different kind of news. So that's you have to think from their point of view and not only from the items you want to offer.
Also, looking at it from the other perspective, from the people who are actually going to do this, we probably need to adjust the process so that the people who are using it to do anything can actually make use of it. So what I'd like to ask is, what kind of experience does this group have with this kind of development methodology? you all understand what a persona is and what a use case is, or is this just mumbo jumbo that sounds fancy but doesn't really mean anything?
So you're mainly asking the audience if they have already experience with this kind of development, so that you try to take the view of the user and try to develop from there, or if that's really at the moment something that sounds sensible but you don't have any experience with. So let's take this point and then ask if someone wants to answer this.
Yeah, just a brief question. Has anybody yet gone through the logs and tried to track down exactly how people are using the web page? I mean, it's good to think about hypothetical use cases and hypothetical personas, but it would be ideal to figure out where people actually are entering the site from, where they're going, what the commonly used information that we actually provide is.
Yeah. So the question was, has anybody looked at the logs? Has anyone tried to get information from them? And the simple answer is, I don't guess so. So, no.
The logs, www.debian.org is currently on ClickUp, which is a restricted host.
Okay, so Pask added that the logs for the main mirror for the www.debian.org, not for the mirrors, are on Clacker currently, which is a restricted host because it's also security.debian.org. So they are not really available, but that's no problem. I can just give them to anybody who wants them. And I even think that... No, normal website users don't have access. Okay, so the logs can be maybe available if there's a volunteer who wants to make some analysis of out of the logs. He can even have other logs from other mirrors. We have some on Debian machines, like www.us.debian.org, which is on Gluck, so that you can take a look at the logs there too. And so that's mainly about finding a volunteer who wants to do that. So the technical stuff can be made possible.
If you want to do that, I suggest you get a friend who's in sociology, and you feed them the whole logs and tell them to make a thesis out of it. That's the best way to do this sort of thing.
But I don't want to wait for half a year for another site.
Why?
Okay, so the suggestion from Enrico was that one should try to find someone who is into sociology or something like that to help with that, because that usually gives some results you miss otherwise. So the question was, have people experience with user-driven development? I don't know if that's the correct name. What's the correct name for this kind of thing? Or sounds that fishy to you? Or
just put up your hand if you have ever started making a program without opening your text editor first and writing code.
Okay, that's a few. I guess what we would need for something like that would be someone, collecting some useful resources about this. So let's say, okay, if you want to do this, let's take a look at this web page, or if you can get it, get this book and read about it, and then we can start with it, so that we don't make every fault, every other people that have to try to do this before also make again. So if you want to do this, you're welcome.
I just sent to the .conf mailing list a link about personas, like a short tiny article I just found on the web. Could be an interesting read.
Okay. So Enrico will send some information he already has to the .conf mailing list, and I will forward it to the Debian website mailing list too. Yeah?
I can also do some digging, but I think that it's important to get the doing started.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to wait for everybody to get the PhD in user analysis before we do this. We can just start and fix things later once people have learned more.
Okay, so he emphasizes that you don't have to read all stuff before you can start, because it's just delay, that's not useful. So you can start, and then later, when you know more, just refine your results and fix errors you have made.
And in the meantime, if you want to get a PhD in user analysis this afternoon, come to my talk, that's the topic.
Yeah, okay. If people are really interested in this, we could even make a BOF at a later date at the DevConf. I don't know. I can suggest that, and if people are answering, yes, I want that, I will write it to the mailing list or to the IC channel and see about the feedback, and I will easily request a slot if... okay. So, other topics you want to talk about. Are there any? So before I just pick another one from my topics and ignore you.
Well, I think we should not only sort the start page out, but also there are a lot of, how should I say, well, dead places where you can go to. For example, if you are well, near the middle list, you can't get to the middle list itself. You need to go a few steps away to get to the middle list. It took me some time for Pascal to find the actual middle list. It should not happen, actually. So I think that's just an example. And I don't have any little idea how to do it, but I really think there needs to be a massive cleanup of the web pages.
Yeah, okay. So the main point was that the links are really suboptimal at some places. One other example one user gave me last week, I think it was in a bug report or in the mail, was about so you have getting Debian and
the download link is also very
good. Mega CD set yourself. Oh no, that's not right. Okay, no.
Go on the download one. Download is install link. Then the next one. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, see, ah yeah, here it was. So you go to floppy disk because you, let's say you don't want to have to burn see. So you have another a link. First you have a page that is fully only footer and header. There's nothing on it, just a link to the install manual. The problem is there's no link, so you have to go to the install manual, let's say for something where there are actually floppies. So, no, let's take the HTML. So, yet, now let's see. Installation media floppies. Oh, another link. Floppies. There's another link. Let's try something else. Obtaining system installation media, let's try that one. So,
maybe
this one people. Yeah, so that's a pretty much good example of what shouldn't happen. If you go on a link that says get floppies, you want to get the floppies and not 10 links to other pages where then you can actually get the floppies. So that's a good example for something we want to fix. Okay. Other topics you want to discuss about? No, that's not actually the case. So, what would be still interesting about, and we have left this topic I started because of the more interesting stuff we have then discussed. It's the whole layout question. I can't make layouts. I'm really crap at it. So how would you search for a new layout for the website?
I would just ask.
There are many people that have complained about this. And so, would you just search for a volunteer? Would you make a competition? I would be interested in that. So, because I can't do it, so I have to find someone. How would you make this? has someone experience with this?
Well, I think we have a set of people who make at least decent layouts in the area of Debian, and why shouldn't we just ask them whether they want to provide how they consider it might look like, and then we can of course discuss which looks better, which looks worse. There are good ideas about how the navigation should be, and with the results we can go a step further.
Yeah.
But I think that's the second step after we fix how the navigation should be.
Yeah. Okay. So we should just ask people, but we need to have some information first, so to give them a better idea of what we're searching for. So perhaps we should wait a bit because we have really an idea about what do we want else to change before we search for a layout, and then we later realize, oh, that doesn't fit us at all.
It would also be nice to get all pages with more or less the same layout. Currently, if you go to from here to Developers Corner, you leave the whole top navigation.
Hmm?
Consider that. Okay.
That's the left-hand side already disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We currently only have the extensive menu on the left-hand side, only on the front page. So the question was whether we want to make a more concise layout so that the navigation elements don't change. Things like the CD page are also a question, of course, because it has a completely other layout currently, and it would be interesting to see if we should merge this. And I really think we shouldn't have a different layout for the CD pages, but I don't currently want to impose on them the layout we have for the main page because it's crap. So why invest the work into doing this and then later change it anyway? Okay. If there are no more things about that topic. What I also wanted to hear is there are some people here that already work on the web pages, some others that don't. What I wanted to ask you is, do you think it is particularly complicated to work on the web pages currently? Is there something we would need to change on this? To make it easier for contributors or something like that, or
split the users page.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, one thing that I find particularly hard, perhaps not for myself, but for other people, is if something goes wrong, the makelog files are only available on Clack, which are restricted host.
That's not true. They are not.
It's not obviously documented as they are available. Of course, I myself can log into Clack and look up there and say, oh, yeah, that failed.
Okay.
So that else, but I think it's. It might be better to document that one better.
Okay, I suspect you just haven't looked.
Yeah, that's the thing. All things are hidden very well here on the web page.
Okay, let's see if that's one good example for the creating or editing pages.
Not really.
Okay, okay. There's a link here somewhere, but it's obviously not on the page you would look for it. Okay.
What was the question?
The question was whether there are the build logs available since the page is regenerated with the VML run, and you don't have the log files to look for problems if you change, especially if you change big things. The point was that the build logs should be are only on Clacker, which is restricted host, but it's not true. It's available via HTTP, but the link is hidden. Yeah,
you just don't know where.
It's right on the first, where it's First link has recommended reading next to it. And it's a bit down at the how to help. Previous page.
Previous page?
On the desk. No, it's on the desk page, yeah. The first
then
link.
This page, yeah.
Okay. Down to how to help.
How to help. Okay. Yeah, the build box, yeah.
Okay, that was obvious. Yeah, of course.
Okay. We see we can find easily examples for what we don't want or what we want to fix. So,
And this thing, still not what I use most often is in the logs from the BGP, from the documentation sub-object. And I don't think so. There. Okay.
Okay. Then that's not a really good problem.
Well, I just log into Glacier normally.
Yeah, that's how I find out about my rejects. But on UART. But that's another question. We have only 5 minutes left. So if there's if there's not another topic people want to touch. I think we can leave this here and just end this discussion. I really want to follow up on the idea of inventing personas and trying to fix some things. And eager to read the links and we'll propose how to go with this. I will try to summarize our discussion about this whole login stuff, because we were not really getting to any decision or even a majority meeting or something that we should discuss this further. There are obviously problems with CMSS, like the whole maintenance stuff and things like that. So we should really discuss it, and I will try to initiate this discussion on the Debian website mailing list. So if you're interested in this point, just go there and participate in this. Okay, thanks.
I think it might be worth to make the use cases discussion here in an ad hoc buff, because it's really not too hard if you say everyone just consider one use case, and then we make a buff on Saturday or so, and then we can summarize it up. Because if we're all here, it's much easier to discuss than via mailing list.
Yeah.
And we have results when we leave Helsinki.
Okay. So the
yeah, because the flavors are not here.
The proposal was to try to get a buff organized so that people that are interested in can start a little bit with this persona thing and try to get some first impressions and ideas about that. I will propose a date. Do you have any?
No, Saturday.
Today is the formal dinner, so that's not a good idea.
And frankly speaking, a little thing. Everyone should just make one use case and present that use case there in about two or three minutes, because then we have a lot of information or input. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Just post it on the mailing list. Find for a date.
Yeah.
Or just go to the wiki,
because
it will tell you.
Okay. So, DevCon 5 ad hoc bugs?
Well, just
changes.
The changes link.
Yeah.
Oh, what did somebody do there?
So let's see. We have Thursday today. It's already almost full.
Sunday.
So we have Sunday.
No, not really. Perhaps we can just make a parallel to this ball from 8 to 9, and we just make that hot buff at the cable place. So.
Your suggestion was to.
To make it a parallel to the start of the ball, because the ball takes about 4 hours, and we can just make the first hour parallel, and we can meet down the stairs, smoke down the stairs, where also the Helsinki proposal was made. Was there something wrong I told?
So the suggestion was to make it at Saturday at 8 p.m. because the Linux ball is about 4 hours planned here, and so we could easily make an hour to discuss some of our stuff.
But of course also, I don't know what's up with you, but I don't mind to keep it in parallel, for example, with web apps policy, or with web apps policy, or with the proving Debian workflow management.
Okay. I will write it on the mailing list, and you can comment on this then. Okay.
So you want to turn on 8 on Saturday? At 8 on Saturday?
I like the suggestion to just make it at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Is there anyone who has a problem with this? Okay, so let's do that. And where's the room?
It's not a Zoom. Just go. You go to Smirky, go the stairs down, and there's a table.
There's a table,
and two banks, and you just have some chairs with you for more than four people.
Yeah, okay. I remember the photo Amaya posted it in too. Okay.
So it's well documented.
Not important. So, yeah, okay. Let's stop this here, and we hopefully meet some of you at Saturday and some of you on the mailing list after this. So, thanks for the discussion.
I think that we're like that.